Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath, in and out. Again, deep breath, in and out. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath. In and out. Today, the air will help you feel calm, as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end by thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your cloud? It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. The breeze circles you as you lie back on the cozy pile of fluff. Think about your feet, focusing on how they feel. Do your feet feel warm or cool as they float on the soft cloud? Do you feel the breeze whooshing between your toes? Does the wind tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the cloud float your body up and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Focus on your legs. How do they feel? Let the cloud support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and feel the warm breeze swirl around you as the soft cloud gently rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your back. How does it feel? Relax into the fluffy cloud and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft cloud hugs and gently rocks you as you float in the air. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open, with your fingers spread out, allowing the breeze to circle them. Feel your hands soften as they float on the warm cloud. Your body is light and calm, hugged by the comfy little cloud. Think about your arms. How do they feel? The wind gently swirls around them as you rest your arms on the fluffy cloud. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body and float. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the cloud. Breathe like a dragon, in and out. The cloud hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the wind sway your head from side to side as your head rests on your cloud pillow. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the cloud gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze swirls around your face and body, relaxing you even more. Now, your whole body is floating as the cozy cloud supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the cloud hug and rock you back and forth. Back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Clean Up. Mike felt ready for a break. He had just gotten back from school and had learned a lot today. As he thought about what he could do to relax, Mike decided it was the perfect time to play with his favorite train. He opened the door to his room and stepped over his pajamas on the way to the closet. When Mike opened the closet door to get his train, he felt confused. His favorite orange engine was missing. Oh well, Mike thought, I can just use the purple engine. Then he picked up the case of train tracks. The case seemed a bit light. When Mike opened it, he noticed there were tracks missing along with the tunnel and bridge. Feeling frustrated, Mike took a deep dragon breath in and out. And looked around his room. He realized that he had let his room get pretty messy. His blanket was balled up on his unmade bed. There were clothes and books lying on the floor, a full laundry basket waiting to be emptied, and that was what he could see. Mike took another deep dragon breath in and out. And decided to clean his room. Mike started with his bed. He checked the bottom sheet and pulled it a little tighter so that it would be nice and smooth. Then he straightened the messy top sheet and tucked it in. Finally, Mike fluffed his pillows and straightened his blanket. He looked at his bed and smiled. It looked tidy, and he felt better seeing his bed so nice and neat. He looked around the room and decided to tackle the clean laundry next. Mike picked up his neatly folded clothes and placed them in his dresser drawers. Now it was time to clean up the dirty laundry. Mike walked around the room, filling the laundry basket. As he picked up a yellow t-shirt, he revealed his favorite orange engine. A pair of pants was hiding the tunnel and bridge. And a pile of dirty socks covered some more train tracks. So that's where his toys had gone. With all the clothes picked up, Mike decided to organize the uncovered toys. He placed all of his train toys in the case where they belonged. When he finished cleaning up his room, they would be ready for playtime. Once the toys were picked up, Mike looked around the room again. It really was looking good. He felt like he had more space all of a sudden, and he wasn't tripping over all the stuff lying around. A pile of books was stacked next to his bed. Mike had been busy reading, but he kept forgetting to put the books away. Mike picked all the books up and placed them on the bookshelf. His room looked a lot better now. Mike smiled. He just had one more thing to do. He picked up the laundry basket filled with dirty clothes and carried it down the stairs. His mom and dad were busy in the kitchen making dinner and noticed Mike walking by with the laundry basket. "What are you up to?" they asked. "Well," Mike said, "I couldn't find my toys, so I decided to pick up my room. It looks nice and neat. And I found all my toys. I put my dirty clothes in the laundry room." They looked at each other and smiled, happy to see that Mike was picking up his room without being told. "We can sort them tomorrow," his dad said. "You've been working pretty hard. Why don't you play a little before dinner if you're finished cleaning?" "I am. Now I'm going to play with my trains. Oh, could you tell me when dinner's almost ready? I want to put my toys away." I don't want to lose track of my trains again. That is a great idea, his mom said. Of course we can. Thanks, Mike said, and went back to his room to play. When his parents called, Mike put his toys away. After dinner, Mike went to his bookshelf and chose a book. He read for a bit and yawned. It was time to get ready for bed. Mike put the book away and began his nighttime routine. When he finished, Mike hopped into his tidy bed, closed his eyes, and thought of all he had to be grateful for. Mike felt happy that he had a nice, clean room. He felt thankful that he had picked it up by himself. Mike had noticed how proud his parents looked when he had explained what he had been working on. Most of all, Mike was grateful that he had found his missing toys. He decided that he would be sure to pick up his toys so they wouldn't go missing again. Mike gave himself a tight hug and relaxed, wishing the whole world happiness and peace. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out, Mike snuggled into his blanket. He took another dragon breath. Relaxed and smiled. Mike took one more deep dragon breath. In and out. And drifted to sleep, enjoying the peace in his clean and organized room. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.